USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
435 House seats, 35 senatorial chairs, and 36 gubernatorial leaders will be chosen today in America. It's report card time, and we'll find out if Democrats will continue their exclusive power control in Washington, D.C. It's time for you to do your civic duty. The highly anticipated drawing for the record $1.9 billion Powerball jackpot was delayed Monday night. Powerball officials released a statement early Tuesday morning saying one participating lottery is still processing its sales and play data, and that all 48 participating lotteries are required to submit their data before the winning numbers can be drawn. The numbers should be announced sometime Tuesday. Arizona GOP gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake had a suspicious powder mailed to her office, exposing some of her staff to come in contact with it. The FBI took the substance Monday, but has failed to let anyone know what the substance is. Ms. Lake on Fox News overnight.
The police showed up, the bomb squad showed up, firefighters and the FBI, and they took the envelopes. There were a couple of them at minimum, maybe more, and we were told they took them for testing. Now, this is the first time hearing that maybe they haven't, so maybe you know more about it than I do. I've been busy campaigning, and we've just been monitoring our staffers' health, and so far, so good.
South Florida may not come through the end of the 2022 hurricane season, which ends at the end of the month, without a direct hit, as a rare November storm heads for the state's Atlantic coast. Hurricane Nicole increased in intensity Monday, with the possibility of strong winds, rising waters, and flooding rain reaching parts of South Florida later today and for the next couple of days, as the storm is very large in size. Pennsylvania's Democratic senatorial candidate John Fetterman has filed a lawsuit against election officials Monday, demanding a change to the rules regarding undated and misdated absentee ballots. USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Bad news in the housing market. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau explains.
Consumer confidence in the housing market is hitting an all-time low. Fannie Mae's monthly survey assessing attitudes towards owning and renting a home found just 16% of Americans said now is a good time to buy. That's the lowest share of respondents since the survey started in 2011. Meanwhile, the percentage of those who say now is a good time to sell fell from 59% to 51% in October. 37% of respondents said they expect prices to drop over the next year. The survey comes as high home prices and mortgage rates fuel affordability concerns. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
North Korea has flat out denied American claims that it's shipping artillery shells and ammunition to Russia for its use in its war against Ukraine and accused the United States of lying. The United States has accused North Korea, one of the most weaponized countries in the world, of supplying Soviet-era artillery shells to replenish Russian stockpiles. The Cygnus cargo spacecraft has run into some trouble on its way to the International Space Station as one of its two solar arrays failed to deploy. Northrop Grumman's Cygnus spacecraft had an early launch on Monday from Virginia Space Mid-Atlantic Regional Spaceport. Officials believe it will reach the ISS on Wednesday with 8,200 pounds of cargo. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.